Hello, friends. Welcome to another episode of Can I Take You to Coffee, a mini podcast for wedding photographers. I'm taking some of the wedding industry's top pros out for coffee so you don't have to. I'm your host, Kelsey of Kelsey Reagan Photography. So many wedding photographers are looking to break into the next tier of the market or have their eyes on working with the industry's top pros, but they don't know where to start. The advice of networking by inviting people on coffee dates is outdated and not realistic for most busy wedding vendors. So I'm taking fellow wedding industry experts out for virtual coffee dates, and you get to eavesdrop on our whole conversation. These pros are dropping some gems of advice for wedding photographers on how to become a photographer fellow wedding vendors love to work with and how to become someone they refer over and over again. Let's dive in. Okay, welcome to Petronella. We have our first photographer guest on our podcast today. So I met Petronella at a conference, I think 2017, at the United Show It Conference, or 2017, 2018. We were both presenters this year. So Petronella Lugemois is an amazing photographer. She owns Petronella Photography. So Petronella, welcome.
Thank you for having me. I'll share a story about you because I got to know about you later on, but it ties into, we'll see.
Oh, okay. Excellent. So I would love for you to just take a second, introduce yourself and your business, and just kind of share a little bit about you.
Yeah. Well, thank you for having me. I'm super excited. My name is Petronella Lugemois. I am a wedding and family photographer based out of the New Jersey, New York area. And we specialize in photographing spectacular multicultural stories and family stories all over the world. So
she's absolutely incredible. We'll get her information for social and our website later so you can go online and stalk her. So Petronella is the first photographer that I'm bringing on the podcast because I really wanted to, you know, think about what value can we provide to wedding photographers. And Petronella has really kind of become known in the world of multicultural weddings. And if when I think about this topic, I think about Petronella first. She's spoken at many conferences on this topic. She's an absolute expert. And so I really just wanted to pick her brain. And so we don't have coffee in front of us right now, but if we were on a coffee date, Petronella, I would love to ask you, what advice do you have for wedding photographers when it comes to photographing multicultural weddings?
Great question. A couple different things. I would say the number one thing I would say is really check your heart and have a heart for serving the client, because I think your heart touches everything, how you shoot, how you care for the client, all these different things. So check your heart, check where it is. That would be the first thing, is just sort of like, what is the reason, what is the reason for wanting to photograph multicultural weddings? Is it a checkbox? Is it a strategic, like, I really want to serve this market and have it be a percentage of the clients that I serve? The second thing I would say is, when you meet someone, is to understand who they are. Specifically, I'm always like, when it comes to your cultural heritage, how do you identify yourself? Who are the couples as individuals and then as a couple together? And then not just listen to the answer. So if it's like me and I'm like, I was born in Uganda, so I'm Ugandan. And if somebody's like, I'm like, I'm Ugandan American. And if they stopped there, but if they dug deeper and said, tell me more, what specific tribe, that's really going to speak to me, because that specificity is what's going to show up in the wedding and how I want it. Yeah. How it's going to show up. Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
How do you think, what is it about the way that you speak to two couples and kind of position yourself that has really led you to become a real leader in this space?
Great question. I think so, a little bit way in my background. So I have an engineering and a brand management experience. So I knew starting off in my business that branding was really, really important. So literally invested in a huge branding course. And in that, it was really, really powerful. It wasn't just like, here are the pretty things. It's really grounded in my story and like who I am and why particularly I want to serve the multicultural clients and understanding their needs and understanding all the different nuances that come when you're merging two different cultures or faiths or religions together.
It's amazing. That was one of the questions that came in from Instagram was, besides your beautiful photos, what do you think attracts your clients to you the most? And I love that question because there is such a draw to your work, and your clients just seem like they, I imagine this. I guess I don't know your clients personally, but I imagine that somebody would see your work or go to your website or see you on social and just immediately be like, she needs to be the one to photograph our wedding. Like it, your work has such a draw to it.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I will say to the question on Instagram, there's all kinds of things that make all of us special. I think most people think it's the art. And yes, the art is wonderful. But I actually think there's layers of stuff. There's systems, how you make people feel, how you approach the shoot, how you organize things, how you present things, all of these things. But I think the biggest thing is, what is your value proposition? What is your brand? What do you stand for? And that's the first sort of gate of saying, okay, I stand for this. If anyone is all about this, I'm for you. And I will say, you also have a very strong brand. I don't know if I've told you this story, but I was in Vermont. This is how I first heard of you. I was in Vermont for a retreat at a hotel, and I think I saw like a couple getting ready, and they looked like they were getting married. And I was like, oh, you're getting married? Who's your photographer? And they were very quick to be like, it's Kelsey. And I remember going and like looking at you, and it was very strong. They loved you. You had a very distinct brand. So for this person and for any other photographers, I think, yeah, understanding your value proposition, what do you stand for, how your story weaves into there, and then sending out those signals to the world to let them know, yeah, this is the
Yeah,
one.
that's so great. And it is so true. It's such a funny story. I've never heard that before. Okay, so I would love to ask you, if you could give a couple pieces of practical tips. So for a wedding photographer who, let's say they have a wedding booked, it's a multicultural wedding, and they know that there are going to be elements of the day that they're not necessarily familiar with. Can you talk about what you see as best practices, best tips to go about this, in a way that's respectful to the couples, and respectful to their families and to, their celebration as a whole?
So I would say hopefully this person is understands specifically their cultures, but not only the cultures, but the subcultures, and then understands what that means to the couple, because you have couples who are very, very traditional, and you have couples who are like, eh, we'll sprinkle in a little bit here and there, but we're not 100% aligned with our culture. So understanding that information starts is important. I think figuring out what cultural elements are at the wedding is important. And then once you're there and you're like, ah, I would say if it's your first time, lean on the vendors who are very culturally like who are playing those cultural parts. Maybe it's the attire, maybe if somebody draping special attire. Go to them, lean to them, ask questions. Why is this being draped this way? Can I do this? Can I move it? What's really important? The other thing that I always also do is lean on the aunties at a wedding, because no one really leans on them. And they're so usually helpful in terms of being like, go over here, don't stand there, get off the stage. It's like, do this or whatever. But also just really paying attention. For me, it really starts with asking a lot of questions at the beginning, like who is leading the event? Who matters most? Because at some cultural weddings, it's not the bride and groom who matter. It's like the sangha or the officiant who are the key people. And so knowing that helps you understand, okay, that's where I should be photographing and I shouldn't just be looking at the couple and focusing all my shots on them. Yeah.
Yeah. When do you start asking these sorts of questions to your couples? So are you sort of starting to gather this information from the time of inquiry? Does it start with a booking call? Does it start after they book?
Yeah, I try to get as much of it in the initial inquiry. Granted, you know, everyone has a level of comfort, but yeah. I let people know, hey, this is why I'm asking these questions. This is what matters. And then, of course, there's a fit, right? You don't want to spend all your time, hours and hours, and then it's not a fit. So some there, and then there's another call to sort of figure out, okay, what's going on? There's questionnaires. I think it really depends on people's level. Some people are good with just typing answers out. Some people are good at talking. Some people get a call. So I get an understanding of that and then
go from there.
Get that information. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then not afraid to, because my big thing is don't be afraid to not ask questions. Because the worst thing is to go in being like, I think this is what I try to ask all the hard questions at the beginning respectfully.
Yes. Yeah. I think it's so important because you really want to know, you know, you don't want to be taken surprise on a wedding day with something that is very important
Yes.
to the couple that you may have not asked about, or, you know, you may not realize is significant. Or as you were saying, sometimes the bride and groom aren't the focus of the day or of a moment, and knowing where that focus should be as a photographer is everything.
Yeah. That being said, I'm gonna raise my hand. I had done a lot of faux pas and like worn the wrong things, like had people be like, please, you can't be doing that.
Yeah.
I would say because I had a heart for really caring about the client and serving them, there was no like, oh my God, she messed up feeling.
Yeah.
And so I want everyone to know that if you really have a heart for caring and understanding your client, there's grace when, you know, the faux pas come in. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that is such a good point. And it just comes back to what you said in the beginning is get real, really all starts with the heart, you know, behind your mission as a person and as a photographer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Care about your client. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So what would you say what advice would you have for a photographer who wants more diversity in the weddings that they photograph, but they don't know where to begin? And I think what I want to differentiate is this can be diversity in cultures, in race, in faith, because I think that one thing that can happen with wedding photographers, the blessing and the curse, is that it can be such a referral-based business. And so you may photograph one, you know, mm-hmm. wedding, and then you get a lot more work from their, you know, the people that are in their circles. And it, you know, and for somebody who really wants and has a heart for a diverse, you know, like both portfolio,
clientele.
But just clientele, and experiencing all different types of weddings, and that may come in the form of location, or, you know, whether their weddings are at different types of locations or include different elements. Do you have any advice for sort of a photographer who feels stuck in shooting more and more of the same and breaking that mold?
Yeah, I do. I would say take outside of your business and photography, take time to build a network of multicultural vendors, or specifically the kind of vendor or culture or faith you're trying to, like, you know, spend time, reach out. Hey, I really want to eat the food, travel, because you're going to put yourself in the environment where you're going to understand, even if it's a different destination or wherever, it's like traveling to understanding that, and really for yourself personally, understanding, is this a fit? Is this what I want? Can I properly, you know, serve whatever goal you're having and do it really well?
Yeah.
And testing that out on a personal level first. And then honestly, that's That's the key, because people will see and be like, oh, I noticed that I think you're going to Portugal
I am. Yes.
upcoming soon. But if you're like there posting Portugal content, the small using phrases, and we can see you're really immersing yourself in the culture, that sends a signal to other people. Oh, you know, that might be something that she would be really cool. She seems very comfortable in that
Yes.
environment. Yeah.
I'm gonna put you, well, I guess you're interviewing on my podcast, so you're just in the hot seat already, but I know that you are a big traveler. So do you have
Yeah.
anywhere that you are either that you've recently been that you're obsessed with or exciting trips coming up?
Always. Like, no, but I just came back from Malta.
Beautiful.
Malta. So, just so people know, Malta is a very, very tiny island off the coast of Sicily and Tunisia. It's just like in the middle of, oh my gosh, talk about, wow.
Anytime that I see that you're traveling on Instagram, I'm just like Googling over your stories. I'm like, oh my gosh, because you, and but to your point, you can tell that you are like full immersion into wherever you are in the world. And I've seen you travel all over the world, and it's, you can just tell that there's this real passion and immersion. And this is only through Instagram stories that I'm gathering this. So you like
Oh, thanks.
also started
Yeah,
to
I
travel
do off the
recently.
beaten path. Like, I don't know the language. I'm gonna figure it out. I'm gonna really go places where people who live there and understand. And
Yeah.
yeah. And I would say it's definitely helped with destination work because clients see that and they're like, oh,
Yes.
yeah.
Yeah. I think a lot of photographers also wonder that, like, how can I get destination work? And there it is, cultural immersion when you're
Yeah.
abroad. Okay, so final question. If you could give like a 15 to 30 minute TED talk to a room of photographers who on any topic of your choosing, what would that be? Like, what do you feel like either a lot of photographers are missing or that you just, you have a topic that you would just like, this needs to be
Yeah.
heard.
Yeah, I'm going to take it back to my love, my heart, which is branding, understanding how to brand yourself. Sometimes I've flipped around and become like a client, and I've gone like even in Malta, I was like wedding dart, and I was like, it's overwhelming. There's so many different people. All the work looks amazing. So how do you stand out? How do you differentiate yourself? And I have a passion for branding. It would be really digging in, figuring out what you stand for, and then continuously executing against that consistently.
Yeah.
And that's sort of, oh, that's so key because we're all amazing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. It is about so much more than just the work when.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because technically, you could get to a level where everything is similar, but then what is the difference? What makes Kelsey amazing? And how does she show up in every single touch point of the client journey? And then how does she consist? Yeah, all of that is amazing and beautiful. And it goes beyond just beautiful logo. It goes beyond colors and all of that. It's literally, what would somebody refer you for and why? That's
Yeah.
your brand.
Yeah, absolutely. Petronella, thank you so much for joining us today. If somebody, well, I'm not saying if somebody, when people are like, I need to go find her online, where do they do that?
Yeah, I'm on Instagram, Petronella Photography. I'm on Facebook, website. Everything is Petronella Photography. So, yeah.
Yeah,
Thank you
she's
so much for having me. This was a
yes,
great
of course.
conversation.
Thank you for joining us, and we will talk to you soon.
You too. Have a great day. Bye.
Bye.